Want a new you? Change your name. That was a headline in the New York Times, and it made me think, what if you added something to your name, like a PhD, or how about an NHA? That stands for National Heritage Area. It's a designation awarded by Congress, and the Northern Neck has been trying for quite a while to get it, and it seems to be as lengthy, intense, and trying a process as working for a PhD, maybe worse. How does this happen? Slowly. Quote, for an area to be considered for designation, certain key elements must be present. First and foremost, the area must have naturally distinctive, natural, cultural, historic, and scenic resources that, when linked together, tell a unique story about our country, unquote. Well, you don't have to be a teller of neck tales to shout, hey, that's us. The Northern Neck Planning District Commission has been, figuratively speaking, doing just that since 2000, when its executive director, Jerry Davis, attended a conference in Ogden, Utah, where National Heritage Area Designation Program was presented. The most important first step was to get someone in Congress as excited about the program as he was, and almost as soon as Joanne Davis was sworn in as Congresswoman from our area, he did. And she did. And in 2002, Representative Davis introduced the Northern Neck National Heritage Area Study Act. And so began meetings and study groups, endorsement letters, surveys, workshops, forums held with state and local legislators, then congressional hearings and testimony by experts representing those things which make the Northern Neck unique. Throughout all this, Representative Joanne Davis works tirelessly, and then, tragically, she succumbs to cancer in 2007. Representative Rob Whitman carries on the effort, along with Senator Allen and then Senator Jim Webb. Then in 2009, Congress passed legislation directing the National Park Service to study Virginia's Northern Neck to determine the suitability and feasibility of designating the study area as a National Heritage Area. And thus, the Northern Neck NHA feasibility study is born. Well, the pivotal role of the National Park Service includes providing technical and planning assistance to the effort. In between and during all this, well, the counties of the Northern Neck must be involved. And that really is what makes the project so unique. It's community-driven, connecting local citizens to the preservation and planning process, and reflects the community's pride in its history and traditions. And, well, I promise to let you know as soon as this neck tale comes to a hopefully happy ending and an exciting new beginning. This is Thea Marshall.